Well, now, if I noticed it yesterday when we were talking about the names, and I asked if there was a very many people named Mary, I think, and you said, yeah, that there was the right smart name that. Well, I was wondering, you know, with right smart, can you ever say something like a person had a right smart of land? Would that make sense to use it that way or not?
No.
You wouldn't use right smart that way?
No. Mm-hmm. I should have said yesterday.
I want to know how you use right smart. You use it, I know that you use it like there's a right smart of people.
Names.
Right smart of names like that, because, you know, I've heard it used like that. Lots. I mean, that's the way.
But just about owning, claiming a lot of land or owning a lot of property, they just have a claim on it. You know, if they ain't able to keep it up, it's not theirs, no way. Mm-hmm. And claiming it and owning it, you just don't know about it. If you can't keep it going all the year, whole years, a year round, mm-hmm. it's not yours. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so what they supposed to have, as long as you pay taxes, you know. Mm-hmm. Just like the man said this morning over the phone radio about this man robbed the bank. He said his dad had $1 million worth, claim on $1 million worth of land out over there in Mississippi. Mm-hmm.
That was the same one as
yesterday. No, she ain't call me no more. You know, she wanted to gossip, you know.
Oh, she did. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And she never called me unless she wanted to find out something. I wanted to know, do somebody know something about gossip.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, now, can you use right smart that way? Can you say she knows right smart of gossip?
Mm-hmm.
Would that make sense to use right smart in that
way? No, it wouldn't make sense. She's a big old gossiper.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I'd say.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, what about if somebody gave you a lot of apples? Could you say that they gave you a right smart of apples? Would that make sense?
She gave a nice batch of apples. Mm-hmm. That's the way I would say it.
But would sometimes people say, would they use sometimes right smart? In that way, sometimes other people.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You could, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Mm-hmm. You could use it that way. Now, if somebody came to see you and you would really enjoy their visit, and you might, when they get ready to leave, you might say, "Well, come
again, because
mm-hmm.
I really enjoyed your company."
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. And if you were talking to, if there was like three or four people,
uh-huh.
and you wanted to include all of them, you'd say,
you all come back again. I enjoyed you.
Mm-hmm, exactly. That's what I was meaning. You'd say
mm-hmm.
you all when you were trying to.
Uh-huh.
Now, on Christmas Day, when you meet somebody, what do you say when you?
How do you do? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Mm-hmm. Do you remember in the old days, did people ever say anything besides Merry Christmas?
Christmas gift.
Christmas gift, yeah. In the old days, they would say. Yeah. And what about on New Year's Day? What would people?
Happy New Year's.
Mm-hmm. Now, sometimes, if you wanted to show somebody appreciation, instead of saying thank you, you might mm-hmm. say, "I'm much
obliged."
Mm-hmm. And sometimes you might say, "Well, I have to go downtown to do some
shopping."
Mm-hmm. And now, if you bought something, the storekeeper took a piece of paper and he
wrapped it up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then when you got home, you
unwrap.
Mm-hmm. And if it rained a whole lot and it just washed all the crops away, you'd say the crops were a total
loss.
Mm-hmm. And if there was something you saw in the store and you liked it a whole lot, but you didn't have enough money to buy it, you might say, "Well, I like that, but it just
too high."
Mm-hmm. And sometimes would you ever say it cost too much?
Cost too much,
mm-hmm.
huh?
Mm-hmm. And like on when it's time to pay a bill at the first of the month, you say the bill is
Is late.
Mm-hmm. But when
no.
Oh, wait a minute, let me